With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First, your boy's getting a haircut today.
Yes,
I will go get a haircut. And in doing so, I just went back and found a picture that I liked of my hair after it was cut. I will now save that picture, and I will show it to them.
It's a good move.
Since I don't know how to say what I need done, I just show a photo. One of our listeners gave me that advice a long time ago, and I've been doing it ever since.
It's really good advice.
Very, very helpful.
A lot of people go like, what makes a man? You know what I mean? Is it the willingness to do the right thing, the hard right over the easy wrong, doing your responsibilities? I think you're a man the instant you know what to say to the barber.
What does make a man, really?
Seriously. I mean, that's one of the great debates, you know, where it's like being willing to do whatever's necessary or, you know, like, who knows? Everyone's got a cliche or an axiom for it or, like, words about masculinity. To me, you're a real man. Doesn't matter how old you are. When you know exactly what to say to the barber to get what you want. I'm 38 years old. I've said something different every time I've sat down in that chair. I have no idea what to say. Shorter, and I put my hand in generally shorter, slightly less short, but long. What? What do you say?
I always get annoyed when you get haircuts that are bad. Yeah. I like when you get good haircuts.
I don't know the difference. I get what I get. I basically now I'm to the point that I just don't want my sides to stick out, and I just go, get rid of that the most. I end up with like a Brian Bosworth situation.
Are you in or out on the gender reveal phenomena at this point?
You mean like somebody has to do something and the thing explodes?
I'm so in on it.
The most out you could possibly
be. Of course you are.
Billions of people have had children before. Tell people what you're having.
No fun for you.
Gender reveal.
There's a video going around of this Marine Corps sergeant. I don't know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a word up. Do they have sergeants in the Marine Corps?
I think so.
Probably a colonel. He's a lieutenant colonel or something. He's in the Marine Corps, and his wife surprises him while he is, it looks like, somewhere in the Middle East, I'm guessing. And he's hanging out with all of his boys, and she sent, like, a football with either blue or pink powder in it. And he's got to, like, punt the football, and you break it open, and then it tells you what sex the baby is. So he kicks the football, and it's pink, the girl. And, like, all several hundred of the Marines around him go nuts. It's a pretty cool video.
It makes guys happy. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think in general, it's so stupid.
I love it. Remember, Kirk Cousins had a video where he threw a football and it broke and it was a boy before we met Cooper Cousins.
Happy for them. I think it's so dumb.
You can kind of do it based on your personality. Like, I've got a buddy who's just your most country guy you ever met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. My boy. But I mean, he is just going hunting and tagging a buck and he's doing all that stuff.
I might just hit myself out of setting my kilt.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. His gender reveal was like they threw something in the air and shot at it, and then the powder came out or whatever.
Lord.
So you could do it however you want to, basically.
Mine would be inside a loaf of bread, and you just find the word
just pull,
chick.
Pull something out of the bread. I'm a gender reveal guy. I think it's awesome.
I'm kind of in on gender reveals.
You're in, Dar. Don't say you're not.
Here's the thing. One of my wife's friends did the gender reveal, found out it was a girl. They tossed him a baseball, and he had to hit it to reveal
like
the color.
But he missed.
It was a girl, and he threw the bat and hit his truck.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's awful.
So what happens when you're disappointed?
And they recorded it, and that's why I'm in on gender reveals for when people are mad about it.
For when the accident happens.
Yes.
Yeah, I would just say don't be upset when you find out you're having a baby, regardless of the sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems easier than not.
I mean, I've told you my story many times about
you
how
have.
Everyone's was so embarrassed by me.
You found out you're having a boy, and you screamed a bunch of very happy expletives.
F yeah, in your effing face. I don't know whose face it was in, by the way, but it was them, whoever they are.
We got a couple people on hold we're going to get to at the end of this segment. Before we hit the phones, and we'll get to them in a moment, real quick, tell your story you told me that I think is hilarious about your workout yesterday. Because you didn't tell this on the air yet, and I think it's one of the funniest things ever.
I was going to do this during my double play, but you had something way better that was more fun for the show. So yesterday I did my normal stupid gym routine. I've got 40 minutes. I go downstairs after the show's over. I do my dumb elliptical. No one cares. Then I always do a kind of a cycle. I'll do abs and then like a couple different weight things and go back and do abs. It's like you keep your heart rate moving. It's whatever. It's the thing that people do. It's very Vogue. So I finished my elliptical. I go and lay on my back to start some sort of abdominal type process.
I've seen
right?
you do this before. You lay on like one of those little mats.
Little mat.
And you do like ab crunches
yeah.
and some stuff like that.
You lay on a mat. You lay on a Michael A. Taylor. And I was going to do something. And I am quickly distracted by the worldwide leader. They have one of their good shows that, of course, they bury in the middle of the afternoon that nobody gets to watch. Tens of people see their NFL live show with Trey Wingo that's excellent. That should be way more featured, but whatever. What do I know about programming? And I'm distracted by something that's a good discussion. The next thing I know, I am tapped awake on the shoe. Like, I'm tapped on the, like a security guard is standing over me, kind of like gently kicking me, going, hey, you all right? And I go, ah! I fell on the phone asleep. 25 minutes of me sleeping
in the gym. Just
passed
out on the floor for a half hour.
Yeah, passed out on the floor for roughly a half hour. There were people in the gym with me. Like, not doing things with me, but like, it's a small room. So there are people that are on various treadmills, doing weight
things. I
want
to know if someone saw you in there and was worried for your health. Like, this guy stroked out or something and went and got a security guard. And he had to come from his desk to check on you.
Now, what typically happens is the security guys in the building, they're always wandering through there. They basically go to blow the bathroom up or get some water or kind of whatever. Maybe they cycle around. So I'm always in there and I see them come in no matter what, on sort of on patrol, so to speak. So who knows if someone went and got somebody or if
hey,
he just happened, happened by me.
Passed out on the floor in the gym.
He looks relatively healthy, even though
I would
he's
say
gross.
Of like all the places you could fall asleep randomly, the place that would be maybe the most scary would be just laying on the floor in a gym.
Yeah, because you know, you're exhausted. You're too hot. You pass out. I was dead asleep on the ground for 25 minutes. And I know that because of what the clock said.
You did a great workout, huh?
Yep. Was really tired, apparently. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You really burned some calories.
I am still, regardless of what the scale says, I'm still such a fat person. That's the fattest thing you can do.
Let's go to Forrest in Fairfax, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Forrest?
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, guys. So my high team would be, or the team I was too high, it'd be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You just look at that team, and, you know, they have the receiver cores. They draft one of the best tight ends in the league. You know, they have Doug Martin. They have Jameis Winston. And then now you have, you know, Jameis out for several weeks. You have Doug Martin in the backfield in question. The team is just falling apart at the rims. And if I had to pick a low, I guess it's the New York Jets. Everyone was coming in. This team won't win a game, you know, and somehow they're managing to win these games or hitting them like.
Yeah, they're 4-5. They could easily be 5-4 with a couple of their close losses. They probably actually got jobbed out of a win against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And in a division where the Dolphins, as an example, have been outscored by almost 70 points, the Jets have been outscored by 16.
Like, are the Jets going to pick first before the season starts? Yeah, they're picking first. No, they ain't. They're okay.
A lot of people got bets on them not winning four games this year.
Yeah.
A lot of people did that. Dar is one of them, by the way.
Yeah, Dar Lago
did
that.
He raises his hand. And by the way, you should have done that. That was not a terrible bet when you made it. The Cleveland Browns are 0-8. I was actually high on them in the sense that I think I said this year they were going to go 6-10 and show major signs of improvement. I now worry about them getting to 2 wins. I don't think it's a lock that they get to 2-14.
You've got to wager the entire Grant Paulson fortune, all of your 75 jobs, all the different things, the amount of money you get paid, the Scrooge McDuck vault that is Grant Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
Do they win at least 2 games? This year? Do they get to 2-14?
I say yes.
That's what you'd bet on?
I think they finish 2-14. If I had to bet all of my money on either they do or they don't, I would say yes, they win 2 games. That means they go 2-6 in their last 8. I just think there's a lot of bad football teams. Let me look up their schedule first.
Let's look at the schedule. Let's look at the Cleveland schedule just for fun.
Because, yeah, I'd have to look at that before I made that bet. Okay, so.
Here we go. At Detroit.
That's a loss.
Jacksonville.
Loss.
Cincinnati, huh?
Win.
They could. At the Chargers.
Close game. They beat them last year in December. I'll say loss.
Here's the one that I've got them getting. The Green Bay Packers.
I think they could beat Green Bay now.
Baltimore Ravens.
I think they could win that game. I'd say loss.
At the Bears.
They could win that game.
At the Steelers. And the Steelers are resting everybody.
Maybe again.
Dot, dot, dot.
That's 4 games I say they could win. I'll say they go 2-14.
I think they go 1-7 down the stretch, and they get that 1-15 piece.
2 straight years.
They are a le disaster.
I don't know
French
how
say.
Hugh Jackson would keep his job if they go 1-15 2 years in a row. Andy Barron's at 1, Charles Davis at 1:30. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.